Emma, we're now back outside and we've kicked all the children away from the play area so we can play the sandpit ourselves.
Yeah, I think we've come to quite a nice children's play area, so good for family fun. And Ed seems to have found a wooden car.
Flintstones, yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to get anywhere with it though.
He's got the key, so that's important. Anyway, we'll get the photographs done as well and the magic will ensue. We've started off on another little audio promenade. Ed, the weather has improved markedly since the last time Emma and myself had a little prond around this morning, but your thoughts as you go past these wonderful hallowed steps and the hallowed scream thing, because of course you've never actually been here for the York Maze in the summer.
This is true, I haven't, but I was here around about a year ago and I remember standing next to the TARDIS there and appreciating actually the colours of the trees on the vista. This is really a splendid time of year. And a splendid place to be. The Cobmobile wasn't here last year either. So,
I've already had a photo with the Cobmobile.
Can you go in the Cobmobile?
It's quite... I don't think you can go inside. You can try.
Are you suggesting a taken without consent here, Rob? Rob, or indeed Ed, from that point of view.
I'll answer to Tom, Ed, Rob, or anything. Let's go investigate the Cobmobile.
The great thing about our pit stops, of course, is that every so often you meet another wonderful celebrity. And Emma, which wonderful celebrity have we actually encountered in terms of the magic that is the York Maze now?
We are here with the lovely David Leon.
It is indeed David Leon. David, we appreciate you. You're giving up some lunch for this routine, so good to see you as ever, David.
Delighted to see you again, yes, here at the lovely York Maze.
When last we spoke, of course, you'd arranged for us to go up in a helicopter, and that was very exciting. And all for Emma, because devastating, the helicopter isn't there today, but we did park in the field where the helicopter landed.
Okay, yes. Yeah, at this time of year, Halloween, the maize has been harvested. It's animal, used for animal feed, and they keep a small section for the Halloween events, which is perfect timing seasonally, because at this time of year, the maize that is left has started to die back. It's brown, the leaves are rustling in the wind. It gives a very spooky atmosphere. It's perfect for the Halloween.
Ed was saying earlier, and you can tell he's so proud of the fact that he rescued a corn for the second year running. He's effectively sort of got this wonderful, which is called Sam, actually. He's named it, so wonderful from that sort of point of view. And Ed, thoughts from yourself?
I'd like to ask David whether you mentioned how special it is at this time of year. When the maze opens up in the spring, that must be equally special, but in a different way.
Yeah, it's seasonal. It is seasonal. So in the spring, it's new beginnings, it's the start of the season, it's the excitement of the summer maze season to come. And at this time of year, things are dying back. As I say, it's got that kind of spooky atmosphere, and it's the last hurrah, the final celebrations of York Maze Halloween before everything wraps up and the planning starts again for the following year.
So let me ask you, I'm boldly shoplifting, if you like, here, stealing your produce. Yeah. How many of these do get picked up off the ground, do you think, in any one season? I mean, are we talking hundreds of thousands, do you think?
I'm not sure how many get picked up, but in the 15, 18 acres of maize during the summer, there are about a million maize plants. And on each maize plant, there's, 10 dozen of those corns? So there's probably, 10, 12 million of those in the maze. So a few that get picked up at the end of the season, we don't really object to. But you are taking, not really stealing out of the mouths of babes, but you are taking that out of the mouths of the cattle, who would be eating it if you didn't take it away.
Well, I'm just caring for it in a short term.
Okay. Don't try and cook it, though. I mean, it's animal feed, not sweet corn. So you will boil and boil and boil that, and it'll still be rock hard and pretty disappointing. It's animal feed rather than sweet corn.
Okay, I'll bear that in mind. You're speaking to the man who once fried uncooked rice and nearly burnt a house down. So thanks for that advice.
As ever, you see, David, you could actually go straight to the point there. Emma?
I want to know, that I'm seeing a lot of families kind of around today, enjoying lots of things, lots of kids. So what is it about here that attracts young families?
Can I just throw that one back at you, Emma? What do you see here that attracts young families?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think it's quite a fun event, don't you? I mean, there's lots to do here. I think there's loads of different attractions. So,
chips.
Chips are good. Well, I think, you know, covering quite a lot of age groups here, which is quite good.
Yeah. This time of year, the Halloween events, yeah, it kind of appeals to probably the sort of 3 to 12-year-old groups of families. You know, who doesn't love pumpkin carving? And if you do it here at the Maze, you haven't got all that mess that you would at home. We've got all the tools and everything here. Pick your own pumpkin. And the range of attractions and things there are. A lot of the attractions kind of flow on from the summer, so like the jumping pillow and things like that, the same in the summer. But then there's all the special Halloween-themed activities and events like the Phantomime Show. And the Ghost Mania ride, the Spooky Trail. So there's lots of Halloween-y type things as well that make it very special. Have you seen the Phantomime Show yet?
No, we haven't. We've missed out on that one so far.
We've interviewed the Phantominers, which was silent in its own sort of way, but we haven't seen the show.
Oh, well, don't miss the show. If you can catch the show. It's great fun. Great fun. One of the highlights of the day at York Maze Halloween.
And every time at the York Maze is a highlight. David, just very briefly, people remember in the summer, your own pathway to this, because you were one of the highlights in London, and then you decided to move back to civilization.
Yeah, Yorkshire and York is a great place for the tourists. You know, I mean, my area is marketing and PR and leisure and tourism, and York is a big tourist city. It's a great place to live and work. Connection still to London, less than 2 hours, and I can be back in the big city.
Exactly, but why would you wish to? Finally, the challenge that Emma and Tom have been given by Farmer Tom.
Ed.
There you are, you see. I knew we'd get it all sorted through there. Emma and Ed. It's very confusing. Is to make a carving of myself. Do you think that's on out of a pumpkin?
Have you tried it yet?
I haven't as yet, but, you know.
No, my fingers are twitching to get to a knife right now. This is going to get messy.
The words of Ed Wellman there. We'll find that out. David, we'll let you get back to your lunch now. Quick plug for your colleagues, of course, they are.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're sat here with Jonathan Powell, expert photographer, who is... So if you go on the York Maze website, and the York Maze Halloween website, most of the photographs that you'll see are Jonathan's work. So he's here today getting some new photographs for next year's website.
And Jonathan, lizards, I gather, you were hunting down this morning.
Lizards, oh yes, indeed. Yeah, not the cute kind.
Did you find them?
Yeah, we did, yeah, and some lovely owls as well. They're fantastic.
Lizards and owls.
Yeah, is that wise? Do owls eat lizards? I'm not sure.
Probably not wise keeping them together, is it?
A matter of time before the owl lizard comes about as a sort of chimera that could emerge for next year, still. Yeah. Notice, David, I haven't even mentioned next year's theme for the maze because it's shh, but it'd be wonderful, won't it?
Yes, next year's theme, yeah, it's under wraps. It will be revealed next summer when we open the maze, yeah.
David, as ever, many thanks indeed. Quick mention for your number one daughter here? Or?
Yes, my daughter's here, coming, helping out today with all of the activities and modelling for some photographs for Jonathan as well.
There you go. And have they been behaving themselves?
Yeah.
That's it then. Sorted. David and Jonathan, many thanks indeed.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we've entered the pumpkin parade. He's been very scared here. What are we actually looking at here, Emma? Because it looks as though we've got strange things around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. This is a plastic pumpkin with... fake bats inside? I'm not really sure. It's quite odd, whatever it is.
This is a very odd place, but we are indeed, with respect to the pick your pumpkin thing. Ed, now I've got your name right again. What are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. The pumpkins, we pick our own pumpkin, rather like we picked our own cob, and we're now going to chop the top off. They will chop the top off, that's the idea. Then we scoop out the insides and we create the design, the face that is going to be you.
Cheers, Mike. Over to you, Jessica.
Well, I quite like these pumpkins over here that have got faces projected onto them, because now the faces are moving and talking. So that's quite an interesting idea.
It's brilliant. I mean, any thoughts on that, Gordon?
No, I just hope that we can actually do something that matches in terms of frightening ability.
The ever-changing names and voices of Siren FM, Southside Broadcasting, on location at the York Maze.
Yeah. No idea what
now, we've just actually had those immortal words, do you want big tops or little tops? Emma and Ed, of course, have selected their pumpkins, and we're about to speak to the wonderful Will, because he's got his name on there. Will, what are we going to do with these fine fellow reporters with their pumpkins?
Well, you can do lots of different things with these. It's all completely up to you. We'll give you different designs and ideas you can throw at them, like we have ghosts, cats, spiders, but...
Well, actually, Tom, Farmer Tom, of course, for 'tis he, Tom Piercy, actually gave these guys a challenge early in the day, and the challenge is...
Yeah, we're going to make these pumpkins into Alex here, hopefully.
Yeah, you see, exactly. It's taking over the team here, Will, but anyway, Ed...
Okay, so let's go back to the question you asked me about the tops. What was that, Will?
Would you like... Because obviously when people hollow over them out, we have big tops or little tops. Depending, if you want a smaller top, you can put a bigger design on it. But it's easier to scoop a big top.
Which is the easiest one?
The easiest to scoop out and do is the big tops.
Do the big top.
Yeah, I'm going to have the same, a big top.
So it's two big tops from that point of view. Will, whilst you're doing the big top, just talk to us. How did you get involved with the York Maze?
The York Maze, well, I originally worked in the summertime. I came here with some friends and we all just enjoyed a family day out. Then I just saw the applications online, so I thought, I'll try and get involved in that because it's a nice place to work. Everything around it's lovely, like the people here.
It's hollow. Yeah. It's not entirely. I had no idea. I thought, it's like when you buy a packet of crisps, only half full, that is. That's very disappointing.
How do you scoop it out if it's not got anything
never
in the middle?
If it was solid,
it would be a lot
years.
More difficult.
Okay.
Will, I want to know, what makes you a pumpkin expert? How did you discover this skill?
Well, it's not really a skill you're born with. You just get used to it after going a fair few hundred of them, then you get used to cutting pumpkins, but yeah.
You're taking to it with a kind of zeal that only psychotics have actually I've seen in the past. Not that I'm anything personal here, Will, but I'm just, you know, it's like brain surgery writ large here, and it's really quite scary.
Yeah, you could think that, but...
Do you ever think of anybody whilst you're saying, I'm just going to cut this top off here, because I do.
It's like Hannibal Lecter doing the brain job on this.
So what's the next stage? What do our team do now?
If you take your pumpkins over to the tables, we've got different scoops and different designs that you can draw on your pumpkins, and then get hollowing out, get all the goo all over, and have a bit of fun.
This is where we've actually reached, and already Ed has complained about the smell of a pumpkin. What's the problem?
Absolutely disgusting. It's just, now it's like trying to cut through a tennis net. I had no idea what is inside a pumpkin. There's
pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds. And some goo, orange goo. Now what I'm yet to see is how you then get through the wall of it.
See, this is where I feel that William Sitwell would be proud of you, actually. You know, here we are engaging with the whole process, knife to the hand.
Now look, there's a man over there with a pen drawing on the eyes.
That's a good
Anyone
idea.
Got a pen?
We should get a design going.
Emma, is it working for yourself?
Well, I've scooped out all the innards, and I'm quite proud. I've literally got every seed out. Quite pleased with that. But I think this next bit's going to use a bit of muscles, because this is quite thick to carve through.
So. I'm sure you've been working out recently, Miss Simpson.
Yeah, I'm sure I can do this.
Exactly.
Ed, have you sorted out what you need?
You've got a pen here.
I've only just noticed those enormous ones. Are they real pumpkins?
That genetically modified pumpkin. Sometimes
huge.
It's best not to ask.
Okay, just stay. You stand still. I'm just going to have to just get your profile here. Tinson, there's no point you even doing this because mine's going to win.
No, I'm going to make Alex, but a Halloween-y Alex.
Oh dear.
So a scary Alex.
Got the eyebrow on the left-hand side about a centimetre too high. That's because I was looking at you rather than him. Okay. Oh, there's something moving on it. There's a creepy crawly. That. Now, this is the all-important eyes. Okay, thank you very much.
Pose has been struck. Do you need a pose, Emma?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something
special. Could be avant-garde.
Oh, this is hard. Right, I'm going to go find a pen and stuff. I don't think it looks like you, but I'm pleased with my carving skills. I thought that was going to be a struggle, but it wasn't as hard as I thought.
Oh, I see. LSJ Presents obviously benefits from their official, their designated pumpkin maker. I see the ears, actually. You've got the right size ears. They're very good.
So... I think it's all right.
I think that's very close to a young me, actually. But I was always thinking as though that's kind of like me aged four, really. Ed more sort of, again, more kind
Wolf
of...
Looks angry.
Yeah, very angry.
I think we should go back and get Will from over there.
Going to get a judge?
Should we get Will to judge them?
Go for that. We'll do that, and we'll take a photograph as well, so we'll find out exactly who the winner is. Is it... We'll do that, then. We will physically lift them up, carefully sort of working through this, and now we'll move on. Once again, a little reminder, you're listening to A Day at the York Maze, and the Hallow Scream York Maze, of course. Day one of the York Maze, so still chances, if you're listening to this before day two has actually arrived, to actually come in and see all sorts of other bits and pieces, and so on. Will, we're returning to your good self because you are designated judge in this particular area. You see, two of my colleagues here now, they've made the decision there. Which one do you think is closest to myself that you can actually see there? Would you like to make a decision? Who are you going to award the number one prize to?
I think it's got to be this one.
Yeah,
I would agree with you. The other one's a bit too angry, really, isn't it?
Yeah, the other one's just got a nice little smirk to it that just makes you smile.
It's that little smirk and that cheeky smile.
That's right. Well, actually, the secret to this one was it was actually you, not him.
Wow. Well, now you've definitely lost.
There we are. Fantastic. So, Benny, thanks for all your help, etc.
I see.
So there's the cheeky smile.
Got it.
That was a complete accident. It was just a slip of the mind, wasn't it?
Do we get the feeling that Ed's a bit of a poor loser on this one, Will?
Yeah.
And before they come to blows, we'll say many thanks once again. So are you ready for another 6 days of this?
I am ready and willing for another 6 days of this.
Ready and willing. Nice touch, Will. Very good. Well, whether it's Penny Whistles or whether it's the Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead, the pumpkins have been duly allocated to their respective vehicles, and we're coming to the end of our experience here on day one of the Hallow Scream event at the York Maze. Ed, your second one on this grand tour. As you said yourself, you don't normally do a repeat sort of journey because sometimes you just think, well, that's enough, easily low boredom threshold. But from your own point of view, has it matched the magic you had last year?
Yeah, it definitely has. Loads of new things to do. We're looking forward to going to the Phantomime in about 10 minutes. And there's the corn slide. The maze seemed a lot taller this year as well, to my mind. And I found a corn cob. And, of course, we did the all-exciting hacking out of the pumpkins to make the Halloween pumpkins for the front doorstep. So, yeah, loads to do. Really had a good time. Thank you.
Emma Tinson, you finally made it to the York Maze.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, actually. There's more to do here than I thought there would be. And I think it's fun for everyone. I mean, obviously it is aimed at, you know, young kids and stuff, but I think, you know, the adults can join in and have fun as well. So, yeah, I've had a great day. And we've done pumpkin carving, and I won, which I'm really pleased about.
Oh, yes. You won.
And, of course, the visit to the Colonel's House of Corn Fusion.
Yeah, that was so weird, but I did enjoy it. It was fun, but I felt a little bit dizzy afterwards, but feeling a lot better now, so it's okay.